Okay, for our radio listeners only, we're going to take a break for local announcements. So these are local announcements, and we'll be back. You know, it's not going to be a full set. There's going to be a few more songs, I'm sure. I mean, I think. I bet a Tinker's dozen. And, okay, in the meantime, I'd like to introduce John Barlow, who is here this evening. And John writes a lot of lyrics for the Grateful Dead over the years. You work with the guys in the band, Bob, a lot and stuff, right?
Yes. I don't know. This is right. That's right, Tom. I work with guys in the band and Bob a lot.
And what would you say, you're looking back on the new year, John? This is a chance we have a couple of minutes here. What would you say would sum up the year of 87 for you?
We lived through it.
Yeah. You look good, by the way.
Well,
you look
healthy. You're looking pretty good yourself.
All right. Well, thank you.
No, it was a nice year. We made a lot of money and didn't go completely nuts. By the way, we're very sorry about this television pay-for-TV price. Next year, we'll pay you to watch it.
Hey, I'm not sorry about that, John. Okay. I think it's a good deal all the way around.
No, we had a real good year.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be another good year. We're winning, you know.
Indeed you are.
Reagan is leaving office, and it doesn't make any difference who comes in. We're winning.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Look at these people.
Yeah.
They seem to believe in something. I wish to God I knew what it was.
I'm not sure what it is either. I can't quite put my finger on it.
So, did you have a good time tonight?
I sure did, John.
Did you have a nice year?
I had a pretty good year. I can't sum it up either. Now, point the question at me. Because all I can think about is what happened to me, and that's of no interest to anyone else.
Well,
John, let's look ahead to 88. Can you make any predictions? Do you have any resolutions for the new year?
Well, I've given up everything now, and so I suppose I'm going to resolve to start smoking, start drinking. You know, it's tough. Everybody talks about quitting smoking. What's really hard is starting again. They taste terrible at first.
Yeah, and the other people annoy you when they light up.
Yeah. And I tried earlier this evening. It's not working so far, but I'm going to try to do that. We actually, we are going to write a smash album, see if we can really sell out this time. You see, this last album was an accident. We didn't try to sell out.
I understand. You were all surprised.
We were very surprised.
Yeah.
So we figure that if we try.
Now, let me ask you, past albums, did you have any that were predicted for big hits that disappointed you?
No, we never thought we'd have a big hit.
No.
That wasn't the idea.
Never? Not one song?
I don't think so.
No?
No, not for me. I don't know about these guys.
All right.
Do they look like the kind of guys who would want a big hit?
No, they don't. I'm not calling you on it. No.
I mean, they just, if they wanted a big hit, they would have started out a long time ago wearing chartreuse leather union suits and, getting those really long sustains.
Right. No, it didn't happen that way.
That wasn't the kind of thing they wanted to do. I mean, what these guys really want to do is have fun, and they're good at that.
Yeah.
They want to have fun in a way that will help these people have fun.
Well, let me ask you, you got any new songs in the works?
Oh, we got a lot of bits and pieces.
Yeah. You know, people always ask about the creative process. They want to know, a lot of people who don't understand or don't write themselves, they want to know what it's like and stuff like that.
Well, all right. Folks, the creative process works like this. You step into your shower, you turn on the water, a few notes come to you. That's the creative process. The only difference between us and you is that we go ahead and finish them and then try to make it so that people can play them in front of an audience.
My God, that's as good as I've ever heard. That's great. Thank you, John, for helping me out a lot, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, folks. It'll be a good one, I promise you.
Well, there you have it. John Barlow with his predictions for the new year. Now, I think we might be in time for some music. Yeah, so I think I'm getting the flash. I think the Nevilles are going to jam with the Dead. Yeah. Yeah, could be a couple songs, huh? yeah. But right now they're going to throw someone out at me to entertain you. I know, this is Al. Now, Al, can you show, Hal, would you turn around and show him your back? This says, Binion's Horseshoe World Series of Poker Las Vegas. Now, where did you get that jacket, Hal?
This year I won the World Series of Poker, the Omaha division, and this was part of the prize, but the real prize was that bracelet.
Well, congratulations, Hal, and there's probably a lot of people at home who recognize you for that. You do work with the band a little bit, don't you? Do you have an official capacity to the band? What is it?
I'm their lawyer. I've been their lawyer for about 20 years.
Very good, and you're a very good lawyer, too, I might add. And you are?
Wendy Weir.
And this is Bob's sister, of course, Wendy. And what do you think, Wendy? How does this match up with other New Year's? How many have you been? Have you missed any?
I've missed a few. Not many, though.
Well, Wendy, are you ready to go? Let's get some music. What do you say?
I think it'd be fantastic. I'd love to hear my brother again.
Okay, I think he's playing now. Right over.